the silly end.
And Steve Robertson are trying desperately to solve the murder of Quackenbush, which has cast a blot upon national airways and Jimmy's record as a pilot. Having lost the trail of bigger bosses, Steve and Jimmy fly to Brooklyn to meet Ezra Whitcomb, mysterious old sea captain who has implored their help. But upon arriving at a modest sailor's home near the Brooklyn waterfront, they discover that Whitcomb has fled. They also learn the reason for his flight. The ruffian sailor Black Pete is in town. Also, the schooner Golden Star is tied up at a wharf in the same vicinity. After meeting Mr. Baker, owner of the sailor's home and a friend of Whitcomb, Jimmy and Steve proceed cautiously toward the waterfront. They are dressed as seafaring men. Darkness is almost completely fallen as they near the water. Listen.
These are certainly a lot going on down here.
Just the business of loading and unloading cargo in a sand city.
Which way did Mr. Baker say the Golden Star was?
He said he'll be going away right after we reach the street that runs along the waterfront.
Okay, here's Robin Stone, then.
Look over there, kid.
By George, I'd recognize that ship anywhere.
Yep. That's her, all right.
Shall we walk right out in the wharf? Down the wharf?
No. Let's not do that now.
Shall we stay on this side of the street and look things over for a while?
No, Jim. Come on. Let's go across.
Hey, watch the street.
This is such a bad of burning burn.
I'll say, your life's looking really nickel out here. I wish I was up in one of our national airway ships where I could feel safe.
That's probably true. Come on, kid, get up here.
Come on. George, you're right. You can read the name just as it's simply Golden Star. Oh, that's still a good name for a ship.
No, thanks. I'll bet that old tub has been all over the world.
You don't see so many of these sailing ships these days, do you?
No. They seem to fail in hurry. But still, you can't be compared to beating the phone or nothing.
Did you ever see one of those old, so good clippers? No, I never did, but I've seen pictures of them.
Now listen, kid. I'll tell you what we better do. We don't want to stick our necks out uselessly. And get in the trouble. Let's get on this abutment over here next to the water and wait a little while. We can see who goes aboard and who comes off the Golden Star. We can also watch the entrance to the fort.
I guess that's better than going out on it.
Yeah, that might cause a little suspicion. As it is, we can sit here with a couple of old salts, getting a twist of sea air and smoking our pipes.
Smoking our pipes?
At least I will. You can be a young lad to send him in the sea a couple of times, and I'll be telling you about the time I sailed around the Horn in 95.
Right you are, Bosun.
But seriously now, Jim, we've got to be mighty careful.
I realize that, Steve. We can't afford to make a misstep now.
I think we're really beginning to get somewhere at last. The Golden Star is here. Black Peter's here. And unless I miss my guess, it won't be long before a bigger Dawson shows up.
And don't forget the victim is here today, too.
Yeah, that's the only place that we got a bad break. We just missed him by about 3 hours.
If we only hadn't wasted so much time cleaning this morning, we would have been here in time to catch him.
Yes, well, we don't know. What we've got to do is to rectify that mistake.
Watch it. Here comes somebody right toward us.
Okay, Jim. I've got my pipe, Bill. I'll be lighting it.
Okay.
There you
are. I wonder who he was.
I don't know. He seems like an ordinary sailor to me. He sure looked this over closely, didn't he?
Look. He's turning in the water.
I'm sure he is. Let's see how he goes.
There's another ship tied up at the opposite side of the wharf. He might be along here.
Let me see in a few minutes.
He's coming to the left.
And making straight for the Golden Star.
Well, what do you know about that?
Well, I don't know. If Mark sees that captain gets suspicious, I'm afraid the game is up.
You suppose he's going to cruise?
Either that, or a little bit.
Well, all we can do is to stay here yet. Wouldn't be any good to move now.
No, no, you're right there. That might look even more suspicious.
One thing, we certainly got the lowdown on Black Pete, didn't we?
Yeah, I'll say it again. Can you imagine this fellow having escaped from Devil's Island?
That's the French penal colony off the coast of South America, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a horrible thing.
Well, isn't it supposed to be almost impossible to escape from?
That's what they say. If the guards and generals were with him, they would say it's in Devil's Island.
Oh, boy, that Black Pete sure must be a tough one.
Everything we've heard and seen confirms that.
Do we send so many prisoners over to Devil's Island?
Only ones that are sentenced to life or long term.
Poor wretches. I guess very few of them ever come back.
Coming back from Devil's Island is almost unheard of, Jim. When they set forth in France from a convict ship, they are given up as lost.
I wonder what in the world the connection can be between Black Pete and Whitman.
And Bigger Dawson, too. Is there? I can't figure it out. I've been racking my brains ever since this thing started. I can't get over it.
From all we've heard, Whitman is a nice, kindly old fella. Nothing at all like Black Peter or Bigger Dawson.
Well, you know the same thing. He's keeping just as far away from them as he can.
It looks to me as though he must have something on us.
That may be it, Jim. Got me, Buffalo.
How long do you think it'll be before Whitman has spoken of where he is?
Your guess is as good as mine. There's one thing I'm thankful for. Black Pete evidently doesn't know, or he wouldn't have threatened business.
Say, suppose Dawson shows up around here. What are we going to do then?
Call the federal agent and have him arrested.
And charge him with the murder of Captain Dick?
Yeah. I think we've got enough circumstantial evidence against him to make a case.
Oh, look, Jim. Look.
Thank you.
Is that someone coming down the gangplank from the Golden Star?
Golden Star is a heavy thing.
By George, it is, boy. Maybe it's that same fellow we saw going on a little while ago. I want to look this over so closely.
And then again, it might be Black Peter the Captain.
Oh, that's right.
Come on, Jim. Let's go over to the entrance to the door. You'll get there just about the time that fellow comes out.
Let's go.
There's a light right there. Back in the shadows, and you've got a pretty good look at it.
We don't want to be recognized if we can help.
I'm not saying not. I'll be safe.
Here's a good place.
It's as good as you can find.
Watch it. Here it comes.
I'll stand with my back to it. Then if you pass it under that light, you can get a good look at it.
Okay, watch. There it is. Great heavens. Do you know what that is?
No.
Captain of the Golden Star.
The captain, huh?
Yeah. What are we going to do?
He's waving for me.
Right across the street.
He's looking back at me.
I don't think he noticed this, and he hasn't looked back at all.
Okay, Jim. Come on. We're going to follow him.
Let's go. So what's the idea?
We're doing right over now. If the captain expected Black Pete to call on him, he's still on board the Golden Star. Now, as much as the captain is waving, we'll follow him.
Do you think he's on his way to meet Black Pete?
I don't know. We'll be in a hurry to find out.
Well, for all I know, Black Pete may be on board the Golden Star right now.
That's the chance we've got to take. Which way did he go?
I lost track of him. Around that corner to the left.
Wait a minute. We don't want to lose him.
Okay, he isn't very far ahead of us.
Here, take the corner.
Where is he now? Hold it. He's turning in that place there.
And that kid walked past.
There it is. Yeah, this is the place he turned in.
Hmm. A tavern, huh?
See? That's him right now.
Yeah. And he's walking right through the front room.
There. He's disappeared into the back part.
Come on, quick. We can have it. Let's back down.
Come on, hurry up. You might go out a back way.
Yes. Here we are. Take the other way.
What's that?
But what if I heard that voice before, Jim?
I'd recognize that voice anywhere. It's Black Pete Yondo, right?
And it's coming from this back in the tavern. Come on. Let's keep it close to the table.
Okay.
Lay off, easy. I'm doing the best I can. I'm taking plenty of chances as it is. Stopping in here.
Oh, you're going soft. What's the matter with you anyway? There used to be a good proof at the tiller. What's the matter with you?
Oh, there ain't nothing the matter with me, Pete. But I don't like them federal dicks coming around.
There ain't been one of them come aboard since you've been here, has they?
No, there ain't. But you never can tell when they'd be coming over the side.
I got nothing to worry about. Because Dawson and me will take care of you.
Yeah, what about Dawson? Did he get out of the hurricane in Cleveland?
Aye, he did that. He never got into a squall yet that he couldn't weather.
Have you heard from him?
Yeah, I heard from him this afternoon. And he'll be with us for long.
Say, where's some of that dough you've been a-promising me? It costs money to keep the Golden Star afloat.
You're wrong, Holmes. You're going to have plenty of money. So much you won't know what to do with it.
What about Whitcomb? I thought we were going to pick him up here.
That white-faced old mackerel! He slipped out of my finger. But I'll get him.
Yeah, that's what you told me up at Boston. But he got away from you then.
Oh, you gotta go pick orders from bigger Dawson than me.
Yeah. But I can't be sailing the seven seas looking for this guy Whitcomb. I gotta see the color of some dough first.
Well, you white-faced puppet! I told you was going to have plenty of money, and you're going to have some just as soon as we need Digger Dawson.
All right, but you better be sure to cough up some. Does the Digger know where to find Whitcomb?
Between the Digger and me, we knows all of Whitcomb's hangouts. If he ain't at one, he'll be at another. And we're mighty close to the end of the trail.
Well, perhaps after all, Black Pete knows where to find Oswald Whitcomb. Unexpected developments are ahead. Don't miss Jimmy Allen's new air adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.